Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
The Democratic Party is not what's running the country now. From as we know, Democratic Party, some sort of death cult is running the country.
Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in on this wonderful, beautiful day, June 22nd. I'm very glad to have back on the line Bob Kudla from Trade Genius. How are you, Bob?
I'm awesome, Sean. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing better than the economy, and according to recent data, savings rates for Americans have never been lower, but Joe Biden says they've never been higher. Joe Biden says Americans are in great shape, thanks to him. And meanwhile, I hear from Mike Adams that there is not only a diesel fuel shortage, there is a diesel oil shortage, which means in the next several months, if that supply can't be replaced, if these refineries can't get back online and make the diesel oil, well, we're not going to have trucks or trains bringing food to grocery stores, Bob. Things are looking fairly dire.
Yeah, you know, and Biden talks one side of his mouth about how great his policies are doing. Then he turns around and he blames everybody else for the reasons why it's truly not working, which is hilarious. So now he's on to the oil company's fault. Why don't they produce more gasoline for me? They should just take their profits and create more refineries. Except that ExxonMobil came back and said, what are you talking about? We just spent $25 billion and you're going to try to take us out of the refinery business anyway. So he trapped themselves. And, the good news is, though, actually, I think energy costs are going to go down. Seasonally, they go down July into September. So we get a little bit of reprieve. But the problem isn't gasoline, oil anymore. It's gasoline. And so we're at 91% utilization on the refineries. And unless they get a break in there somewhere, then we're going to be running lean and hard for a long time. And these idiots want to import more oil from Venezuela instead of the U.S. And that's sour crude. And sour crude's a problem because it takes even more refinery activity to make it digestible for the automobile, if you will. And so, yeah, so we're kind of stuck in this stagnation pattern for a while. Now, it's not just diesel that's a problem. You know, liquid petroleum is an issue as well, as which is, you know, people also call it white gas and also propane, right? So that whole area is an aviation fuel too. So all these things they're doing a dance right now. I wouldn't be surprised at some point, you know, I'm looking for what their excuse is going to be for an emergency, right? I don't think monkeypox is going to fly this time. So it's either going to be, they're going to pick a war to force Russia to punch back, or they're going to use this climate/energy emergency to force changes to, talk about the things in November that most people aren't allowed to talk about. So I think they're trying to set the stage for that, but yeah, we're kind of stuck. And grain prices also are going to be going up. We got a little bit of reprieve this week because we had some rain in the Midwest, but it costs these farmers almost exorbitant amounts of money now because they have to use propane to drive. They have to use diesel to drive. They need to have natural gas to convert into nitrogen for fertilizer. So on it goes. So we're nowhere near out of the woods on any of this stuff yet, Sean.
Let me ask you something, and I'm being serious here. Does Joe Biden and his administration think that the American people are completely obtuse and ignorant? Do they actually think that we're as stupid as they must think we are to blame all of this inflation, to blame the high gas prices, to blame the shortages, all on Putin, when the first thing this monster did when he took office was he killed the XL, the Keystone XL pipeline. And I think on day two or three, he killed a bunch of federal oil and gas leases. I mean, this all goes back to the White House and Joe Biden.
Yeah, look, this is the propaganda effect, right? If you just continuously and consistently tell the same lie, you're hoping just to overwhelm any competing conversation to go ahead and to grab and change, shakeable minds, if you will. But the surveys are not bearing that out at all. So I don't know why they keep going to the well on this, but he is. So now they changed their tact, and they're saying this problem can be solved if the oil companies do their part. They need to be patriotic. Evil Republicans do their part. So they're shifting the blame now. They're shifting the blame to, hey, look, we may be screwed up, but these guys are going to make it even more screwed up, so keep us in power. So they're changing the propaganda profile on this.
Are you beginning to worry, like me and so many others, that there are going to be actual, real, tangible food shortages as early as this fall in winter? And so amidst soaring oil and gas prices, people are not going to be able to afford to heat their homes. Are we still going to have access to food? Or are you really beginning to worry that that's the next shoe that will drop?
Yeah, I think that's a 2023 issue, but yeah, it's the next shoe to drop. The Ukraine-Russia grain supply is real, but it's not really real for us. It's real for the world markets. But in the United States, if we can't get the fertilizer in the ground, or if energy prices stay elevated, or God forbid, one of our growing regions suffers a shortfall, then 2023 into 2024 is going to become problematic for us and probably catastrophic for Canada.
Why Canada, Bob?
Okay, so Canada is farther northern latitudes. And so whatever happens in the northern tier of the United States, it happens in Canada at a more extreme level. I know if you noticed, the Northeast has been colder than normal, and the Midwest has been drier than normal. So there's a good chance that, we're going to have some sort of shortfall in the Plain State this year. And that affects Canada disproportionately. They don't have the same rectangle of geography as the United States does to, if the southern growing region of the United States is good, the northern's bad, we kind of balance out. Canada doesn't have that luxury.
So what we're seeing is a supply chain breakdown across the world, across our country. We see soaring energy prices. We see this ongoing drought, the worst drought in 100 years in the American West. Lake Mead is going dry. Food processing plants continue to ignite on fire, apparently spontaneously, all over the country. Isn't this all starting to look like a coordinated plan by the likes of Bill Gates and these people at the World Economic Forum and the powers that ought not be? Or is this all just a big, crazy coincidence?
You mean the plan that they started in 2011 and are executing perfectly? Yeah.
Yeah, that plan.
Yeah, that's the plan I'm referring to. Yeah, and my only caveat to all that is that, they may run out of runway before they can execute their plan. I think these guys thought they could probably contain Russia better than they have. And I think they probably thought they could make basically Putin blink, and they're not. And so I think that kind of threw them for a loop a little bit, and they're now scrambling. But if Europe rolls over on this, it basically blows their plan up, and then it's going to be every man for themselves. So the BRIC countries, the unaligned or the non-aligned nations, they are abandoning the West. Okay, they need Putin's energy, and also countries like Brazil, they see a tremendous advantage of staying neutral, right? And they could sell to anybody, and India has no choice. So, and then, China is not really a non-aligned nation, but they're BRIC, they're openly opposed to the West right now. So, and obviously Russia. So the BRIC countries now have become a problem for basically the Western elites. And I don't think they, I think they thought it would be a lot easier to control than they are. And, you know, and you got a feckless president as the leader of the free world. And, you know, I don't know whose nose ring's pulling him around, but he's just lurching from crisis to crisis at this point. He's a human Twitter feed. That's all he is.
The man can't even ride a bike. I'll do one more screen share, and then we'll talk about Trade Genius and some of the trades that have been successful while the stock market melts down. Homeland Security is asking all federal employees to consider volunteering at the border. Why? Well, because sleepy Joe Biden, bought and paid for by the World Economic Forum and the House of Rothschild and Rockefeller, won't secure the border. He won't defend the border. And I'll make a prediction, Bob. You tell me if you think this has a chance of coming true. When the red wave sweeps this country in November of 2022, coming right up, this man is going to be impeached for his treason.
Yeah, I think the House is so angry now at the games that these guys are playing is that I think there's going to be a lot of revenge and retribution. I personally don't want him to be impeached. I want him dangling on a string until the end of his term, you know, so because he's going to be totally ineffective. And so, but, you know, the thing with the border is absolutely, you want to talk about sedition? That's sedition right there, allowing people to pour in. And now, you know, our rhinos in charge now are talking amnesty and gun control. I mean, that should tell you the red wave is coming because they're panicking and they're trying to get stuff through that they know they have no way of getting through in November. And so, yeah, but I mean, look, I think it's inevitable. You know, I think the House will go hard right, and they're going to be dragging all these people up in front. But I wouldn't waste my time starting with the impeachment of Joe Biden. I mean, I'd be dragging Hunter Biden up there. I'd be impeaching Blinken. I'd be impeaching Merrick Garland. I'd drag the FBI guy up there and talk about what he's been doing. I mean, these are the people that literally are doing the bidding of some higher power outside the United States.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, that's 100% true. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's obviously a conspiratorial fact that these people are colluding to bring down the Western nations. We see a lot of the same stuff going on in France, in Germany. Oh, in Germany, by the way, their energy situation has gotten so bad, they just reversed course, and now they're re-embracing coal. So that's pretty funny, Greta.
How dare you?
How dare you use energy to heat your homes? How dare you use fossil fuels to heat your homes? How dare you have access to affordable energy? If we don't have access to affordable energy, Bob, we will live as serfs. And that's all part of the conspiratorial United Nations UN Agenda 2030 plan.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say to that is that hungry and cold people are not a population you want to have roaming the streets. So, They screwed the pooch on this. They thought they could manage this thing down, and they thought they could transition and be heroes, and it's blowing up in their face big time. And you know, Trump called this 4 years ago. He said this is exactly what's going to happen, and it's indeed happening. But yeah, look, you know, France, Macron lost his absolute majority in the legislature, so he's going to start to struggle. United States is going to shift hard right. And so you're going to start seeing, and then basically Eastern Europe is going hard right. So you're going to start seeing a rightward lurch. You know, we can't afford the nonsense that the left keeps putting in front of you. And you know, and they're going to run out of money to fund and support these people. So it's going to be, I just think, you know, basically, I think it is a 50-50 that the WEF's going to get through it. That's why I think Jerome Powell's trying to accelerate getting that digital dollar in place much faster than they said it was going to happen. Because I think they're sensing they're losing control, and they want to use the control of the electronic currency to keep the slaves on the plantation, if you will.
All right. Well, I've got a lot more to say here, guys, so stay tuned. But, you know, the stock market, it's been the worst start to a year in the stock market in some, what is it, Bob, 60, 70, 80 years? I mean, it's just been terrible. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but it's a really bad start this year. Crypto has been melting down. Big tech has not been the place to be. I mean, names like Netflix and some of these others down, what, 50, 60, 70, 80%? So yep. Let's take a look at some of the trades that have been working. You can tell us about this. Which one is CCJ?
It's the energy company, uranium. We did a quick trade on that, made 4% in one day. And so, you know, we're focusing on energy. That's where the money is right now. And, you know, that's going to shift in the next month, though.
All righty. By the way, I can't get on Telegram. If somebody can help me figure that out, it just does not work for me. So I haven't been in the trading room now for several months. And by the way, Bob, can people get Telegram on their laptop, or can you only do it with your phone?
Yeah, here's the good news. We're shifting over to Discord. So we'll send you a link for Discord, and you can do Discord on your phone and on your PC.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it's just been a nightmare. Yeah. Everybody knows, at least my buddy Matt, my contributor at SGT Report and others, they know I can't get on Telegram, and there's an imposter channel on Telegram that says it's SGT Report. That's not even me. The real SGT Report on Telegram was set up by my friend Matt, and it's SGT Report Official, I believe, at any rate. Glad to hear you're going to Discord. What else has been working in this crappy market? And what do you make of $20,000 Bitcoin? Have we seen the bottom?
So energy. So that's what worked up until basically till the end of the month. And then it's going to be food stocks, a bit of a bump in the market. And then we're going to roll over into deflation, and then bonds actually will work. So crypto, you know, this is the first time crypto is going through a recession. Okay. And we were in a recession. So, and they're trying to redefine it as we speak, what a recession is. So what is a woman? What is a recession? So they're redefining it for us. So we're going to go non-binary economy. But Bitcoin is basically suffering from the same liquidity issues. The thing about Bitcoin that people, I think, are starting to understand is like only like 9% of the float ever trades. So the market really whips, right? So, you know, we went from 3,000 to 65,000. Because the people are holding aren't selling. And so what's out there gets bought. And when it goes down, it goes from 65,000 down to 20,000 because only a small fraction of all the Bitcoin's floating in the market. So it's a liquidity issue. The thing about Bitcoin, the way I look at it, is that it's the canary in the coal mine. So I basically on Friday started buying the market because Bitcoin stopped going down. Okay. And so you notice the weekend had a nice move from Bitcoin 17,000 to 20, almost to 22. It's hovering around 20K right now. So it's kind of front running the market a little bit. So you watch for that. And look, it doesn't help that the Celsius people had an issue and Luna had an issue. And so a lot of these DeFi coins are starting to blow up. People are bailing out. People are leveraging, you know, borrowing Bitcoin and buying alts. That trade blew up. And for the record, Trade Genius, we were not involved in alts at all for a long time. It wasn't seasonally right. And we also didn't like any of the trades. And so we stayed away, Bitcoin maximalists, if you will, at this point. And, you know, our look at it right now is you should start accumulating again for the fall. And as liquidity comes back into the market and the Fed pauses here in July, is that you'll see Bitcoin lift. And it'll also lift gold and silver too. So all that stuff's being suppressed together. And so, but the alts, look, they have a lot to prove. And unless they have an awesome use case, just stay with Bitcoin, you'll make enough money. And here's a beautiful thing. As of yesterday, Sean, ProShares was approved to do a Bitcoin short.
I saw that.
Is great news if you're long Bitcoin, because these idiots will pile in short And the cover, when they have the cover, it's just going to rocket Bitcoin. So this is going to be awesome. And also, if you own Bitcoin and Bitcoin gets long in the tooth, you can buy the Bitcoin short ETF, or you can buy MicroStrategy and buy puts on that. So there's ways in which you can hedge your Bitcoin without actually selling it off. Now we're having more tools, and that may slow the volatility down a little bit. But until more coins float, or they create a second layer and Bitcoin is more like a store of value kind of layer that's lent against for other coins, you're going to see a lot of this volatility going forward. And you can easily just swing and rocket ship right back up again. So you have to own some of it, but use common sense like anything else. It gets overbought, take a few chips off the table. Gets oversold like it is now, put some chips back on. And if you're a hodler, you're not listening to me anyway. Okay. So I'm talking about people who are actually trading it like I do. At the end of the day, I want to make money. Okay. If it gets to a million, I'll have some Bitcoin. All right. Anyway. So it doesn't really matter if I had 10 of them or five of them, if you will, but in the meantime, if it goes to 65 to 20,000, there's no reason for me to hold my full position. If I see our charts telling us that there's a sell-off coming. So now our official position at Trade Genius is to start accumulating. We started, with the first buys here around 17,600. And just now, just every time you get a dip in Bitcoin, go ahead and accumulate. The problem is with people thinking it's going to zero is it really can't. The miners are going to stop mining because it's going to be unprofitable for them to do so. And then that just helps the price. And people who have been hodling are hodling. They're not going to give you their coins. So you're going to run out of supply to sell against. And then these people that are going to be shorting Bitcoin into us, thinking they're geniuses, are going to find out how hard it is to short Bitcoin.
I think that is very, very intelligent analysis. And I guess my advice to myself and anyone else listening moving forward is the next time, if you're in crypto, the next time you feel euphoric, that's a sell. It's been true every single time. I've been a long time hodler with the crypto I have. And if you sell the euphoria and then you buy back the despair, you're going to do a lot better than those that hodl. And Bob knows the truth about that. You mentioned the ProShares BTC short product, the Bitcoin short product. I find that very ironic. I heard that reported today from a YouTube channel I follow called Crypto Zombie. Do you find that ironic that the SEC has still not approved a Bitcoin spot ETF product, but this thing got approved? I mean, it's always, What do you think of that?
Blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Blessing in disguise. Right. Because everybody would pile in long and they'd sell against you. This time people are going to pile in short because they're listening to all these idiots on TV. And then Bitcoin's, you're going to get these 10, 15, 20% pops, Just be smart about it. It's like trading anything else, okay? You can't have a religious experience on anything you own. I hear it from the real estate people. I heard it in 2008. People were just calling me an absolute idiot. I sold all my rental property in 2006. I was called an absolute idiot, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't look so stupid now. So I made a lot of money on not being in it, okay? And the same thing's going to happen with real estate again, although I don't think the dip's going to be the same way, but people thinking they're going to make a lot of money in real estate going forward. Demographics are against you, and so are the interest rates. And, and if you have children, you ask yourself, can your children buy your house? That's all you have to ask yourself. If the answer is no, you shouldn't be speculating in that market. If the answer is yes, the prices are too cheap, speculate in that market. That's the easiest rule of thumb for real estate you can ever get. If your child can buy your house, then it's probably too cheap. If your child can't buy your house, it's probably too expensive.
I think that is very, very sobering advice. I think this is a good call. I appreciate that advice because, we've been looking at real estate now that we feel like the bubble, not to buy, but starting to look at real estate now that we feel that the bubble is ready to pop because of the interest rate situation. What do you see happening in hot states like Florida? How bad is it going to get?
Yeah, I mean, we just spent time there. So we're looking, not looking to buy. We're just going on vacation a couple of times. I live in California, in case anybody knows. So it's kind of just refreshing to see a little bit a different kind of vibe. And so we were actually taken aback by how expensive real estate is in Florida. I live in Southern California in Laguna. Okay, you don't get much more expensive than where I live. And you know, some of the places in South Florida were so expensive that I couldn't even afford to sell my house and flip the house into something new there. So I think you know, inland Florida, North Orlando is reasonable for somebody to retire into if you can now sell your house and get equity out of your house. Because remember, your price of your home has gone now down 18% affordability on a home that somebody can buy you out at. So, but Florida, look, has a lot of inventory. A lot of people are going to die there in Florida because they're the oldest population in the country. And so you're going to have a big inventory pull there. And the people who didn't get out and live up in the Northeast and the Midwest aren't going to get out of their house what they thought they're going to get out of. And so they're not really going to be able to take advantage of the inventory coming available unless you've been waiting and saving for that opportunity. You know, we're looking around, you know, I'm at a point now we're probably in 6 to 10 years. Should I sell the house that I'm in and look? But nothing's attractive. And I, just so you know, I know I'm segueing a little bit, but we looked up in Oregon, not that I'm moving any of these places. We looked at Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Virginia Beach area, Central Virginia by UVA, Northern North Carolina. Next year, I'm going to be looking at South Carolina, North Carolina border area. And we looked in Florida and I found nothing other than maybe Virginia Beach area as an area that's attractive for somebody by me, you know, because I think the homes there were fairly reasonably priced, but that was a year ago. So I just don't see any bargains out there. And Tennessee, I think, is not affordable anymore. And Texas, you know, to me, Texas is hot. So it wasn't even an option for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned, I know you're referring to people just aging and getting old and dying in Florida, a lot of seniors down there, but this will be a good final segue to our last topic, which is the mRNA bioweapon, the vaccine. I do worry how many people are going to perish from this thing in the coming years. And meanwhile, Tedros and the World Health Organization is meeting tomorrow as we're having this conversation to evaluate whether or not monkeypox constitutes an international health emergency. And if they rule that it does, even though there's only like 60 cases, maybe supposedly 60 cases in the United States, that's no pandemic, friends. If they rule that it is an international health emergency, evidently they've given themselves the power through some treaty to mandate what we the people do in this country. That's not going to fly, is it?
No, the treaty is off the table in the United States. And the monkeypox, they have a problem with the monkeypox because it's primarily affecting a woke segment of the population. And it's primarily fluid transmissible, you know, which means it's more difficult to create a pandemic out of a fluid transmitted, you know, just like Ebola, right? But monkeypox isn't killing anybody as far as I know. It's just painful and ugly. So they would have a hard time getting at least the United States, the courts to agree that emergency rules are going to justify it. I think to answer your first thing that you said was it's absolutely indefensible that we have 20x sudden adult death syndrome that we've had historically around what they call the most robust portion of the population. This is the Olympic Committee. We're evaluating athletes, and they had a 20x death rate increase over the background noise, which is, it's indefensible. And the fact that people aren't saying anything, but look, here's my view on this. I think the pendulum is swinging hard. Look what FINA did with the, with women competition in sports, right? They basically just told the transgender community, unless you transition before puberty, you are what you are after puberty. And I didn't think they expected that. And I think you're going to see more and more of these things. And look, I think the abortion thing is going to come out. And I think the biggest mistake the left made was threaten the Supreme Court justices, because look, they basically told these people, your life is worthless to me. So why wouldn't I give a backbone to these Supreme Court justices to kind of brush these people off the plate a little bit? And look what they did in Maine. They voted that religious school can receive funding from Maine, but because primarily it's a neutral kind of thing, saying, hey, you know, it's really the money's following the kid. You know, the government's not supposed to be involved in religion, either religion or non-religion. And so I think this court's turning hard. I think the zeitgeist of the people, you look, you know it, we're around where you live. Even people who've been pretty much neutral or even like hated Trump are really, really annoyed or really ticked off as the way in this country has been handled in the last, 3 years. And, you know, and Rome is burning. So that's why I said, and we started to show off, is I know what the WEF wants to do. And look, at some point, evil wins in this world because the devil owns this world, right, Sean? So, but in the meantime, it's not going to be easy for them. I think they're going to have some setbacks. And maybe next month we could talk a little about Ezekiel 38 setting up with Russia, Turkey, and Syria. That should be an interesting thing setting up that I think is not anybody's horizon right now.
Well, excellent. Yeah, let's do that. And, I think you're right. The outrage of the American people is now palpable, and it's measurable in the honest polling. I think some of these polls are still fixed to suggest that Biden has any support, 22% approval rating, whatever it is. It really ought to be in the negative territory at this point. All right. Well, the last thing I'll mention here is this war on all of us, the FDA's war on our children. They've approved the bioweapon for infants. We've jumped the shark, Bob. If we don't defend kids, if we can't defend children in our country, then it's game over for our nation. And that's why so many of us will continue to fight to get the truth out about the bioweapon and about this plot, this conspiracy to cause deaths. And the final note I'll leave on that is that I just read a data point the other day, a 160% increase in life insurance payouts since the introduction of this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine.
Yeah, look, it's getting unavoidable. And so I think people are pandemicked out and it's just going to take, unfortunately, it's going to take the deaths of a number of these children to really, really, really get these people to back off. Cause it's really, look, the left is, the Democratic Party is not what's running the country now. From, as we know, Democratic Party, some sort of death cult is running the country. You know, people that have some sort of, their moral compass is on a different machine. And so, I mean, they're talking about getting pregnant to kill a baby. I mean, these are the people that are in charge. They have some sort of obsession with death and destruction. And the faster we can get these people out of power, the better. And if Sean, if I could real quick, just want to let people know, if they want to trade with us, they can get 65% off. If they buy by Saturday on anything bundled, anything non-bundled, you can get 40% off. We're still using the Father's Day code to the end of the week. And so they can use that as the promo code. And we can really help you guys trade. You know, we have a good understanding of the mechanics of the market. You know, we have probabilities. We have range traders that tell us buy to dip or sell rips. And we have basically momentum indicators to help you get on the right side of the trade. So stocks, crypto, futures markets, if you just want to be trained, we can help you with that too. As Sean knows, we've been doing this together for years, is that our prices are very affordable. And I would think you'd know from your customers is that people feel very strongly about what we do. And we definitely try to help you and, you know, act as a white hat in this process to help you build wealth or to save you from making dumb mistakes trading.
Yeah, 100%. I will leave the link to Trade Genius below. And Bob, when you get a chance, maybe shoot me an email with that Discord information, will you?
Yeah, you'll get it. We'll be live by the 1st of July.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you too, Sean. Catch you next month.
Catch you next month. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. And for real news every single day, guys, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
This is deliberate. The lawlessness in the cities that we're seeing in democratic cities This is deliberate. They're trying to create chaos, trying to create fear. All these things we're seeing are not by accident. It is deliberate, and we must hold them accountable.